advertisement to the universe, one of the things that you must have most active in your vibration is that you are one who brings solution. In other words, you are one who co-creates a solution. And so your attitude must be, and this is what we feel is holding you back from going for it, even though with all your heart you want to. You think that you have to understand all the issues and have all the answers going in. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of what the legal profession tries to prepare you with.
Right.
The legal profession says, as it stacks up endless hallways of laws and rules, mm-hmm. these are the precedents, and this is the way we've sorted through the data, and this is the result of all of that. And so if I study all of those books and go to law school and pass the bar and get all of that in my head and have all of this resource, then from this I can extract the exact solution and I can apply it, and further, I'll just present my best case and then some wise judge will give the ruling and true justice will take place. And you say, and I don't know why I bought that to begin with, but I am yet to see anything close to true justice. Right. And we say, that's why you want another way of going about it. Mm-hmm. You're understanding that it is not possible for enough people to have lived enough life and enough other people to have documented the life that they've lived and write it down in a book and use it as a way to run someone's life. It just doesn't work. All the loopholes, all the getting around it. In other words, it's just really a sort of farce, isn't it?
Yes.
In other words, here are all these rules, and the only people that keep the rules were the ones that were going to keep the rules anyway. And the ones that didn't want to keep the rules don't keep the rules, no matter how many laws there are to try to keep you from breaking the rules. And so what it turns out is that law of attraction is managing it all anyway. Mm-hmm. And so as you understand that and you are solution oriented, then the shingle that you put out, now we'll get around to that, says, I will help you discover your solutions. I'm good at that. I'm good at hearing it all. I'm fair-minded. I'm good at extracting from your mess, mm-hmm. your dominant desires. I'm good at helping you see the other side of the equation. Mm-hmm. Better leave that part out. What they want to hear from you is, I will side with you. And I will join forces with the law and all of my powerful resources, and I will help you defeat the other one. That's
what they want.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
And so what you are wanting to say to, you're wanting to make it clear right from the beginning that you believe that the solution that they're looking for is possible. And you believe that finding the solution will come about in a different way than they think.
Right.
And you don't
always
think
does.
That for one to win big, the other one has to lose big.
Right.
You believe that there are resources beyond this that can be received by all. And you are wanting to help them to discover the true treasure that they are due. Mm-hmm. And then as you relax in the beginning of each experience, with that understanding and knowing, in other words, you know the other doesn't work, so what's the risk? Yeah. You know that you're not getting what you wanted from the other, and you almost never see anyone else getting what they want from it.
True.
Either. And so it's not like you're giving up something because it isn't working anyway for any of them. And you can set some new precedents. In other words, with what you know and the background you have and the history of your launching things into vibrational escrow, you can have a fantastically successful career. You're really just beginning in all
yeah.
of that. And in time, people will begin to flock to you, not just for big legal kind of resolutions, but for resolutions on all kinds of topics, because you will become to known as this fair-minded individual who can see through the maze and clutter and bring people into alignment with who they are. And then as far as what you hold in your own heart as your intention, you say to yourself, you do not need to say it to them, that especially in the beginning, you're going to listen for what they all want, and then you're going to guide them into an understanding of downstream comments.
Mm-hmm.
And you will have the luxury of